Hi there. I am Mark Swallow, and I am glad you are joining me for today's edition of the Definition Podcast. Let's get started. Good morning and good evening. Thank you for joining me for this very first edition of Definition, with me as your host. My name is Mark Swallow, and I am glad you are here. And I hope that you will be with me and all the other listeners every Monday through Friday at this same time. Mornings at 6:55 a.m. and evenings at 9:55 p.m. Right here on this same station, WEZE, which is 590 on your AM dial. Since this is our first day together, commencing our first week with one another, I thought it appropriate to tell you a little about this radio ministry and also about myself so that you can get to know me. Do you already know me from my other radio ministry called God Is, which also airs here on WEZE at 4:30 p.m. every Monday through Friday? If so, then I'm glad we can also meet together mornings and evenings, as well as in the afternoons. Or perhaps you do not yet listen to God Is or have never even heard of it. You might be away from your radio at 4:30 p.m. and otherwise occupied. Well then, we're meeting for the first time. And I mean this sincerely. It's nice to meet you. I'd love to hear from you. Right at the start, I want you to know that I favor a two-way communication. At the end of each broadcast, my addresses will be given. Stay tuned for those. Write them down and then write to me. I'll respond and we'll have established a correspondence that gives us a way to get to know one another better. Definition will differ in format and content from God Is, but I encourage you to listen to both. What remains common is the Word of God, the Bible, the source for truth from which I will speak every day. I'll be saying more about the importance of the Scripture for us throughout this week. I think the best way for me to give you a sense for what Definition will be like is for me to just get right to it. What we will do is to select a word from the thousands of words included in the Bible. I will define that word for you, giving you its exact meaning, and then we'll apply it to our lives at present. So, for example, we could take the word forgive, that is used plenty in the Word of God. Having defined it within the context of the biblical text, we'll then talk about how to forgive someone in our lives that has committed great harm against us. There are people in my life that I have to forgive, and I am sure the same is true for you. My prayer is the definition of these words, when applied, will be a source of great hope and encouragement to you in whatever you are facing in this sin-sick world where circumstances are not often what we want them to be. I want this time together to have a real pastoral feel to it. Pray with me for this. All right, how about if we get to our first word? Are you ready? The word I have thoughtfully selected is heritage. Heritage. I've selected the word heritage for two main reasons. First, it is a very biblical word. And second, we all have a heritage. You have one, and I have one. And as we get going, I'm going to be telling you about the history of Definition as it relates to my own personal heritage. As many of you know, this radio broadcast is not brand new as of today. I am revising it, but it's been on the air for, well, stay here this week, and I will tell you for how long. The word heritage is found within the Bible. We'll get to that. But today, let's just start with the way the Oxford English Dictionary, the greatest of all dictionaries in my opinion, defines it. Heritage, that which may be inherited, an inheritance. Well, this ministry has been inherited by me and by you. I'll tell you how. So join me tomorrow for another edition of Definition. Thank you for listening to this edition of the Definition Podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.